Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Such old news, but still incredibly important news for our listeners. It won't be breaking, but I never even mentioned it yesterday because of that. But to see the Washington Times and other old-time establishment media reporting headlines like Navy SEAL families say helicopter crash was inside job, to see that headline and to see it getting coverage was simply amazing. We've got a Navy SEAL coming on the broadcast today. Not to talk about that subject, but to talk about being at the events last week when the World War II vets and others pulled down the barricades. He said he believed they're trying to push veterans into striking at the criminal government as a false flag so they can roll out some type of civil war against the American people. That is exactly what's going on. And so we look forward to the highly decorated Navy SEAL, retired Nick Benjamin Smith, joining us coming up in the, I was checking the time he's on, coming up in the third hour today. He'll be joining us via telephone. I'd like to get him in here in person or via Skype. He's on the road, so he'll be joining us coming up in T-minus 2 hours. If I sound a little bit out of it today, my voice is still a little bit blown from Saturday, getting excited at the Alamo at the Open Carry March. And then I don't have a lot of back problems, but it goes out my lower back a couple times a year, especially when I'm trying to get back in shape and jog. I don't stretch enough. But then I made the mistake when my back was hurting yesterday to go out with John McAfee and shoot 50 cals handheld, which you don't think is that big of a kick, but we were like shooting 10 rounds at a time and actually hitting targets about 150 yards away, just handheld by line of sight with tracers shooting dead trees. It's pretty amazing footage. Nobody's ever seen McAfee shoot. There's lots of footage of him with guns, and he did a spoof video of him like Tony Montana, a comedy video with women all around him and cocaine on his face, which was a joke video he put out. The media runs it like it's real. I mean, like when I dressed up like the Joker one time to do a spoof video, they say, I really think I'm the Joker and I'm crazy. But he's never before been seen firing guns. It'll be pretty viral. Also interesting what he had to say about the Second Amendment and more. John McAfee's definitely a character. He just left Austin this morning. But that footage will be out tomorrow night because there's a bunch of it. And we're going to put it all together and edit it together nice. But tonight on the nightly news, we will have some excerpts of some other interviews I did with John McAfee. And so that is coming up on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But side issue, I only shot like 50 rounds out of the Barretts. And I forgot to do what I've always wanted to do, is shoot two at the same time, just for fun. We didn't do that because we didn't bring enough ammo. By the time I wanted to do that, we'd gone through, I don't know, 100 rounds of ammo or whatever it was, and 10 clips that we already preloaded. We do have John McAfee firing a 50 cal from the hip. And, in fact, one time we were shooting at cal feeders, old cal feeders, old plastic cal feeder buckets, at 300 yards away with tracers. And, of course, it was broad daylight, so you would just see almost like a white line. But with line of sight, he actually hit one of the feeders from the hip. The feeder's about 2 feet tall, about 2 feet wide, little yellow feeder. He actually hit it at like 300 yards, firing from the hip. Talk about a video game. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, that is just awesome. I'm now addicted to firing 50s from the hip. The problem is I can't walk today. I made the joke, this is my back therapy, is shooting the 50. Well, no, it's not back therapy. I'm now like twisted, so I don't know. Put up with me today. I feel like I have ice picks being jammed in my back. We got big news, serious news, straight ahead. Stay with us. Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Benjamin Smith, a famous, highly decorated former Navy SEAL, thinks the government's trying to start a civil war. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. It is already Tuesday, the 22nd day of October, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights with the InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of the great team. Wow, where to start? I want to just explain something to new listeners who tune in to the broadcast and maybe asking, you know, why are we saying that we're going into a collapse? And how do we know that there is going to be a collapse? How do we know that? Well, we know that they have created over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. They have connected the world economy to that, infected all the major pension funds, infected all the government systems and corporate systems, and are maneuvering the answer to that crisis being a planetary world government. So that is the reason that we point out that we don't know exactly how this accelerated collapse is going to unfold. But we know that one way or another, it's an untenable situation, And the open engineers of this plan on using this global crisis that they have created to bring in their world government. So we're going to be obviously continuing to break all of that down today. Hey, I'm good, guys. I'm good. I'm good in here. It was no big deal. Just somebody strung the phone cord up underneath my desk, and so it got knocked off the hook, so I just fixed it. So not a big deal. Continuing here, Obamacare obviously is designed to implode the rest of the economy, and our journey towards basic Sovietization will be complete. And Homeland Security is publicly set up to mop up the American people. It is publicly set up to set up a domestic surveillance grid and a secret police grid to wage war against the people. And that's why the police more and more act in a imperious nature. And I'm going to get into the world news here in a moment, but I wanted to first talk about something I saw driving into work last Wednesday. It had been raining very hard. It had stopped raining, but I saw a black unmarked police car completely T-boned, surrounded by state police and others, right in front of a big church where police a month before had run our nanny off the road and a bunch of other cars, just driving around everyone and then coming over into the lane. It was funny because they caused a wreck there about a month before that almost killed some people. I don't know what happened to this poor officer, but there he was, and I thought, wow, I bet he's in bad shape. Well, he died. He died. And then yesterday I was driving into work, and normally it takes me 45 minutes. It took me about an hour and 15 minutes because all the way up the highway, 290, were four or five motorcycle cops at every intersection, and they were standing out in the medians, and sometimes the traffic would stop. So my car stopped right in front of the motorcycle police after about an hour of driving, and I said, "Hi, officer, what's going on?" And he yelled at me, "Keep moving." This is while my car was stopped, and he was 5 feet angled out, standing in the median, and bugged his eyes out at me like he wanted to club my head in. So then I got my video camera out, my iPhone, and I said, well, when I get to this next group, rolling at half a mile an hour, you know, stop and go, I'll ask them. So I get up to the next group, and they didn't act like they wanted to kill me. They just said, don't worry about it, because after all, I just supply tax money. I'm a blood bag for the government. I mean, I'm just here to supply blood to the mosquito government. And then they saw me filming, and as I rolled by, were like looking completely angry and completely upset, like, and their mouths were hanging open. Like, I even have video of this because I swung the iPhone back. Maybe I should put a piece together. They were so amazed that I would even talk to them because they're so used to the general public. That's got to be one of the most cowardly populations in human history, the opposite of our founders. They see cops, they grovel. I mean, if a cop gets behind somebody, they start weaving and freak out and panic. I mean, people see cops, they fall down in fear on average now. And I remember like 10 years ago in places like New York City, I would say, "Hi, officer, do you know where such and such subway entrance is?" And they would scream, "Do I look like a phone book?" Now, not all New York police are like that. I know a lot of them are listeners, and I run into some nice ones when I've been there. But a lot of them are just imperious thugs. Just like the TSA ad last year said, we want to hire imperious people that are domineering. And I guess the definition of imperious is arrogantly domineering, in people's face, unreasonably commanding. That's what the big foreign banks that run America are like. And so that's the attitude they're pushing for. A warrior class of police who don't fight with the drug gangs and the big banks that launder the money. They only go after low-level drug gangs that don't launder the money properly. And they're just there to generate revenue and do all these home invasions and all the rest of it. Imperious, having or showing the proud and unpleasant attitude of someone who gives orders and expects other people to obey them. Benefiting or befitting a characteristic of one of eminent rank or attainments. Marked by arrogant assurance. Boy, are those not the definitions. And again, I did this as a test. Plus, I was on the phone with Watson in between the hour. I was just in this particular piece of traffic. And I said, I think it's either going to be the president at a fundraiser or it's going to be a police officer funeral. And I said, I'll see when I get to the office. And when I got here, sure enough, at 11 o'clock, he was set to come down that road in the procession. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, they had all these motorcycle cops out there just preparing to shut down one of the most choked points of 71-290 Ben White in Austin, Texas. And again, I think the guy should have a nice send-off or whatever. They want to have a parade for him or whatever or something like that. My issue is he died hydroplaning, driving in to be on duty. Not even on duty is what I was reading. And he hydroplaned like thousands of people do every year and die. And I'm surprised they didn't just line up some citizens and execute them, or maybe give him a Viking burial and just pile up some random citizens on a Viking ship and set us all on fire. That's how the Vikings would do it when a muckety muck would die, just to show they were more important than other people. They would, you know, burn maybe their whole household women with them. Thanks. Nobody else wanted to be around the elitist spoiled women, so that's kind of maybe a good Viking custom to burn all them up. I'm being a little sarcastic, but I'm sure Odin says we must burn his women, yes. All the spoiled, rotten, nobles' women. Yes, you will now be burned. I'm sorry. Anyways, can you imagine how spoiled noblemen's women are? The point is that they didn't used to do stuff like this. When that Navy SEAL Chris Kyle died, they shut down I-35 for like 4 or 5 hours, the most busy stretch of highway in the country. It was like Jesus Christ had returned or something. And we went and covered his funeral, and I'm sad he's dead. And, you know, I do think the guy was obviously a brave person. But it's so over the top. This is the kind of stuff you see in North Korea when you have this type of martial ceremony. But this cop didn't die going in to free women and children who had a kidnapper with them, who then got killed trying to stop them. Then you shut down the highway. Then I think citizens would want to come out and line the road for an example of a citizen that did a good job. I got a couple examples here of preachers going in dollar stores and thieves are pistol whipping women, and then the preacher takes them out. And, you know, does that guy get any type of parade? I think he should get a parade too. I think when firefighters go into a burning building and save kids and then it collapses when they go back in to save more, I think you need a parade for that. That's where this comes from. You get a parade for being a hero. But now there's just the idea of you get a parade because you are a cop and that makes you the highest level hero. I mean, why not give everybody in the Army the Congressional Medal of Honor, not just give it to Audie Murphy? I don't think Audie Murphy, in fact, I was looking it up this morning, couldn't find anything on it. I don't think he got a parade like this. And the guy at one setting killed like 55 German soldiers in a battle in Germany. And he'd already been in a whole bunch of stuff just like that. On top of tank destroyer for an hour, with the tank destroyer on fire, with his feet burning, with bullets in his hip and chest and everything else, because he didn't like his buddies getting killed. I mean, Audie Murphy did not get what this cop got. And I mean, that's all I'm saying. I just don't get it. I'm sad he's dead. My God, every time my wife drives off with my kids, especially when it's raining, I say, drive slow. Hydroplaning super dangerous. I felt bad when I drove by. When I saw that cop's car T-boned, just like it was a citizen, I thought, man, I hope that person's all right. But then I went, wait a minute. They ran our nanny off the road in three other cars, and the cops got in their face when they showed up, making excuses for it. Cops without their lights on, I think she said like six of them, drove down the median on 290, cut in front of the car in front of her, almost hitting them, and then ran those cars off the road. And there was a big car pile up. And it's like, oh, you're just a peasant, big deal. Well, you know what that reckless driving gets people killed, doesn't it? So my point is, the very spot where they ran our nanny off the road, this guy's dead. And then a week later, they got the whole road shut down like Caesar got killed. And I just, it doesn't make sense is all I'm saying. All right, we're going to be right back. But that was Officer Clay Crabb. Died October 16th.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or be prepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
All right, we're back, folks. I want to open the phones up for listeners to talk about all the different things that are happening out there. The government shutdown, what a fraud that was, what happened with the debt increase, what's happening to the dollar. We wake up and the national debt's gone up $1 trillion. Now they're talking about making it go up $1 trillion a month. I've got those headlines here. Now that they've got an unlimited debt increase, at least in the next year, that's the name of the game. Scuttle the United States. Wreck it so the venture capitalist, the vulture capitalists who are anti-free market can come in and pick its bones. I mean, it's so simple. These are ruthless people. And if we'll allow them to engage in all these crimes, we're going to be up the creek without a paddle, as they say. And again, the police are so paramilitary now that just 10 years ago, the police officers I knew in Austin, Texas, were different than they are now. And a cop by himself will be one of the nicest people you can talk to sitting around watching a football game or going fishing with or hunting with. Believe me, I've gone hunting and fishing with plenty of cops in my life. Got a lot of them that are family. But you get them in their mob psychology groups, they are dangerous more and more, and arrogant and imperious, and that's anti-American, and it's shameful. And there's this idea that our public servants can be armed, but we, the so-called masters, can't be. Well, we're not really the masters. We are civilians. We are slaves. They are the paramilitary group that rules the country. And I've known this since I read Rand Corporation documents back in the 90s, and since I read those documents and went to urban warfare drills, and also was warned by good police officers and good military men who knew that this was part of a covert, long-term strategy to convert our country from a free, due-process nation to a banana republic. There is almost nowhere in the world, except for the United States, Switzerland, and a couple other countries, where you can really somewhat outright own your property and not just have government come along and take it. And now they're starting to do that here with environmental eminent domain, corporate eminent domain, where they don't even pay you 5 cents on the dollar what your property's worth. You can have the tax receipts of what you pay in property tax, and they say, sorry, the city has ruled, and you've seen all these New Haven, Connecticut cases and the rest of it. We've had famous cases like Gore Seafood on the Texas coast, where they just take your property and say, you know what we're going to give you? We're going to give you nothing. How's that sound? And you go, but my house is worth $500,000. The tax receipt shows. Doesn't matter. We're just taking it. And if you fight us, we're going to charge you for our lawyer fees in the court battle. Texas landowners, it's the Texas Bill of Rights, Landowner Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights they passed a few years ago, I guess 6 years ago in the State House, actually says they can tell you now they're going to put a pipeline on your property or drill on your property or do whatever they want on your property or build a road on your property, and you have no right to refuse. You get like 6 months to agree with them, and if you don't, they just take it. It's kind of like the Don Corleone Godfather thing, where either your brains or your signature are going to be on this contract. Well, we're going to take your property if you don't give it to us. And my point is, by every yardstick, and no sociologist, no anthropologist, no historian denies this. They have Wall Street Journal articles, CNN even admits it. We are now a police state. And a police state has not really even much to do with the cops themselves, but with the due process being in the toilet. I mean, you're in a police state where they can take your kids for not taking vaccines, and there's no law saying you got to take vaccines. You're in a police state where people are afraid to come to Texas, I know, because they see all the news articles about the cops will pull you over and you got $1,000 in your wallet. They'll just take it and say it's drug money with no proof. America is becoming like Mexico or like an African country or like a corrupt Caribbean nation. And I don't want to live in Belize. I don't want to live in Nigeria. I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. I want to live in the United States. And so I read the Homeland Security documents that are public, and it says I'm bad. Well, of course I'm bad. I'm against a criminal takeover. I'm against a bank robbery of our rights and our liberties and our money. And I'm legitimately freaked out when I try to talk to cops. I didn't stop and talk to cops where I was rolling through. There were so many cops shutting this road down or getting ready to shut it down that repeatedly I would roll and stop in traffic right where a cop was. That's how many there were. And would try to talk to them and was treated worse than Mexican cops have treated my family when I've been down there with them. And I won't go to Mexico because of the Mexican cops. And I love Mexico. It's a beautiful country. A lot of neat stuff. I will no longer go there because it's too dangerous. The police are too corrupt. See, but see, I can't go. I can't leave Texas. I don't want the cops to turn into that. The big news is coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to to give the toll-free number out for radio listeners to join us on any subject you wish to discuss, anything. Questions, comments, agree, disagree, wide open phones, long-time callers, first-time callers, you name it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Let me hit some of the news. Now that I've gone off on that long breakdown of just some of the police state things that are developing, here's a story up on drudgereport.com in the middle column. It's also up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security spends $80 million on armed guards for civil disturbances. IRS buildings to be protected. What is the federal government preparing for? Paul Watson asked. This is from the Federal Business Opportunities website. The same place we learned about $2 million for paper targets of children, where they train to shoot small children, called No More Hesitation. Continuing here, IRS buildings to be protected. The Department of Homeland Security is set to spend $80 million on hiring a raft of armed guards to protect IRS and other government buildings in upstate New York during public demonstrations. That's just in New York State, folks. That's just one of these contracts. And civil disturbances, these are quotes. Once again, prompting concerns that the federal agency is preparing for food stamp riots, anti-tax demonstrations, or some other form of domestic unrest. Yeah, they're cutting the food stamps massively coming up in just a few months. In fact, it kicks in, the cuts kick in actually next month. Time is just flying in the middle of November. And notice it has nothing to do with the government shutdown, any of it. They are now getting ready to start cutting the, quote, social safety net because they've already domesticated you. They've already fattened you up. They've already gotten you where you don't know how to work. They've already shut down the jobs. They've already shipped them to China. General Motors has left. Detroit has collapsed. They've already brought in the illegals to drive down the wages. And everything's being maneuvered now for huge cuts to welfare, food stamps, you name it, because the country is bankrupt. But don't worry, it's not going to be allowed to pay off its debts because we've been signed on to debts that aren't ours in the derivatives. The bankers, though, just now want to create the social explosion, so Homeland Security and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints and the emergency centers can all be tested out. And whether it's this year, next year, or 2 years down the road, we are entering into a designed collapse. And the areas like Chicago, New York, D.C., where they've taken all the guns, are going to see unbelievable social unrest under this. It's already going on. The crime is already exploding in all the globalist-held territories. And they hope to disarm everybody, but at least they can deindustrialize us, shut our power plants off, shut down our jobs, raise the taxes, pass the health care to bankrupt the health care industry. This is all meant to destroy areas they don't control. Because remember, the globalists are exempt from everything. The taxes, the regulations, they have diplomatic immunity. These big hedge fund managers have UN diplomatic immunity. The UN people have diplomatic immunity. There's hundreds of thousands with diplomatic immunity. They're now extending a kind of diplomatic immunity light to paramilitaries, to police, to others. This is their criminal time. This is their total takeover. And it's going to be hellish. That's all I can say. Now, we may be able to get the word out, and they may back off, though. At least partially. The problem is the globalists have already committed this doomsday machine, is what I'd call it. This perpetual chaos machine has been so committed now, so rolled out, so implemented, that there's no putting it back in the box. But they could scale it back. They could curtail it. And I would advise the globalists to do that. It isn't hype. Every one of our sources, from Ron Paul to Stuart Rhodes to myself to countless others who make contact with the military, active duty and recently retired but also long-term retired, say that just a couple of years ago it was 40-50% of the overall military was awake. Now it's 50% of enlisted, newly enlisted, probably 60-70% of long-time enlisted, and 70-85% of special warfare. PSYOPs is more like 85%. Because imagine you're in PSYOPs, And all the old psyops were to discredit tyranny, discredit communism, discredit collectivism, discredit North Korea, discredit Russia, because those were tyrannies and enemies. Now they get their manuals, and it's discredit the family, discredit local government, discredit gun owners, discredit veterans. And I mean, we have these manuals. They've been leaked to us. Some are public. And imagine you're sitting around in psyops going, okay, we're now supposed to engage in domestic operations, and our target is the American people? And they still have the window dressing of, well, we're doing IED training and Kim Bio training, NBC training, in case Al-Qaeda hits. That was always the public facade of the military rollout. And to get the military to go along with it, with the EOD teams, ordnance disposal. But there was always, going back even to Reagan, in 1987 when this first started, I talked to a Marine Corps major who retired early out of the Marines from Space Command, and total black government, total shadow government, and he started a successful computer company and stuff, and he was so mad running into an Army checkpoint, this is like 12 years ago, before 9/11, on I-35 in Kyle. And he'd been a Marine, got out of that. Then he'd been a cop for a while, didn't like that. And then went and started a computer company. And I visited him in his nice house with his wife and family. He only showed me the unclassified stuff of him and Space Command and all the rest of it. And he rode up to this Army checkpoint wanting to search people. This is in the film Endgame. Or not Endgame, of Road to Tyranny. There's a short excerpt. The full interview is online. And he said, the Army, you're searching people? Is there a threat? And they go, no, it's just a drill. And he knew what it was. And he had been on SWAT team raids when he was just a Marine Corps sergeant. He had been on SWAT team raids, or maybe it was I forget. The point was, he'd been on SWAT team raids of gun dealers' homes with the ATF in Virginia. And that was in the late 80s. And because he participated in shadow government operations, they kicked him up to a higher rank, and he went to Space Command. He wouldn't tell me about that, but he said, oh, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And, of course, I already know from Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars, what they have. I mean, they've just got fleets of robot, they're like stealth bombers in orbit with all sorts of weapons. I mean, that's why the globalists are so arrogant, is my point. And I don't know why I just digressed off into that. My point is that it's aimed at us. It's always been aimed at us. They've always been training to take us on. I've been to Marine Corps drills where they actually let me in, and then the Colonel Love saw me there. Colonel Love was his name, and freaked out, and they had me thrown out. But we had other citizen tours they were giving in the California-Oakland takeover, and so that's how we got the footage of them training to take Americans' guns door to door and then execute militia leaders. I mean, what do you think the Marines really do in Fallujah and in Iraq? Or what do you think they really did when they were fighting the Taliban going into villages? They kill everyone. Just war crime up one side and down the other. And the colonel, the generals were on the ship, on the Coronado, but the colonel was in charge of the ground landing with troops from eight different nations training to fight the American people. And we later learned the drill was for a North Carolina or Georgia-type invasion of the South, which we now know they've been drilling for 20 years, where they think they may get resistance to gun confiscation. And it doesn't matter. We got the footage. We got the footage of what you're planning. That was 1999. Operation Urban Warrior, 1999. Its symbol was a dragon coming out of the ocean and attacking a U.S. city. They even got a patch for the mission. Just type in Operation Urban Warrior 1999. It's a big green dragon. You guys can find it. And imagine, I'm just a regular guy. I want to warn people. So I get on the air and I start saying, okay, here's the footage. Okay, this is going on. And then the Marines, reportedly, along with other government people, call the home corporate office of Shamrock Communications. It was, I think, in like Scranton, Ohio. And they fly out and they go, you're not to talk bad about the Marines anymore. you're not to talk bad about the government anymore or Waco anymore or Bill Clinton anymore, or you're fired. And I said, well, I can't. So a while later, they fired me. They gave me like 9 weeks to quit and kept saying, we're going to fire you. We're going to fire you. We're going to fire you. I mean, I've had the Marines have me kicked off the radio in America. Okay, I mean, they've been psyoping and operating domestically since Smedley Butler's time, and he blew the whistle on that, a plan to use the Marines for a military coup and to bring in fascism. And that got stopped in the 30s, and we're going to stop it again, ladies and gentlemen. So the average Marine is a great person. The average Army soldier is a great person. I know they try to teach them in briefings that I'm anti-Marine or I'm anti-Army, and that actually has backfired on them. In fact, I finally reverse-engineered that I'm going to your phone calls. Why our show originally got so popular, one of the biggest things was this. A, it was accurate. A, B, it was original. But C, and most importantly, we had Patriot supporters out there that knew we were being hardcore about the truth and were telling the truth. A, B, C, D, but D is very important as well. They did, by the late 90s, briefings in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force, and then later even other subservices, where they would find one of my films or a recording on cassette or CD or whatever, and they would call everyone in and say, this man is an enemy, this man is a liar, this man is dangerous, he tells a kernel of the truth, don't listen to him, he's anti-American. What do you think everybody did when they heard that? They all went into it. Because we used to see the traffic coming in and going, half the visits to our website are the military and the government. And it wasn't the government even spying on us. I mean, sure, a small percentage of it was that. It was the military listening because they were been told, don't listen to this. And now I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, we are the number one show in the military. The number one show that they're listening to. And they know I don't have all the answers and I don't know everything. I'm just a regular guy, like they are. But they can go see everything I'm telling them is in their manuals. They know everything I'm talking about is accurate. They can have a different take on it, a different perspective. But I'm just telling the truth here, folks. I just witnessed Marines training to take our guns and saying it was for America and it's my patriotic duty to go out and warn people. The rest is up to you. It isn't about Alex Jones. But let me go over this news. Homeland Security spends $80 million on armed guards for civil disturbances just in New York alone. According to a solicitation posted on Federal Business Opportunities website, the Federal Protective Services, a unit of the DHS, is looking for a contractor to supply armed protective security guards to guard a variety of government buildings in the region, including IRS buildings, during tax season. Yeah, when you get that $5,000 fee, $3,000 to $5,000 fee, well, I guess if it's a household that's more than $5,000, they think you're going to get mad. Now, I've told you, whenever they have any type of demonstrations going on, they park armored vehicles in front of the entrances of the IRS here in Austin. I mean, because they are an occupying army that works for offshore banks. I mean, the offshore bankers know they're involved in a criminal takeover of America. Do you think they're arming to the teeth against us? Of course they are. And now I know for a fact that the senior people at the IRS here in Austin, the biggest IRS center in the country, it's like for five states, I know for a fact they're listening and know it's true and now know that all the big rich guys are exempt and they really feel bad. The IRS used to think taking all ladies' houses on average was really to run the country and stuff. Now they know it's all a way to destroy America. The power to tax, the power to destroy. They have the lowest morale ever. They're trying to get rid of people entirely, go right to computers and digital stuff, just grab the money out of your account. They're not even going to go through some IRS court thing now. They're just going to take your money, just like Cyprus. And the IRS folks have been told, they've already laid off half of them who thought they were seasonal. They're told, you're never coming back. And now the word is, from a very high-level source, within 3 years, you're going to have 10% of the people at the IRS you did. So they're not going to have jobs either. See how this works? It's all going to be automated. What, you think they ship everything to India because they like Indians? That's the cheapest humans they can find is in India. As many people in India now as there is in China. Even poorer and smart. You think you can compete with them? Just as smart as you or smarter, living in the street by day or by night and working in the building by day. A lot of Indians are happy just to go in and work all day at a computer center because they go and, you know, 8-9 people live in a one-room deal with no windows and might be lucky they get one meal a day. So they like to sleep at their desk. Think you can compete with that? Well, guess what? Soon you won't even be competing with them. Soon you'll be competing with computers that just take it out of your bank account. And that's what the whole NSA Obamacare. The Obamacare computers interface with the Know Your Customer and are going to take everything out of your bank account. And even when you pay with cash, you're going to have to show your driver's license, and it's going to be put in a database on you to see if you, quote, have been doing any underground economy trying to survive. And then they're going to come and they're going to arrest you. They're going to send a paramilitary team stacked up 10 deep at your house, and if you resist, they're going to kill you. So this is the design destruction of America. Now, the military and the police can wake up, say no, speak out, or you can sign your own death warrant politically and economically and spiritually and go along with this. I mean, why would anyone want to sign on to offshore banks that want to desolate us economically? We're going to go to your phone calls when we come back. And then coming up, Mark Faber, Fed could QE up to $1 trillion a month. Of course they will. That'll have to, and then sign the debt on to you. They get the money, you pay the debt. Of course they will. The armored troops are standing by if you don't like it. Marketplace, where people buy compulsory insurance with other people's money. We're going to break it all down coming up after your phone call. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
By the way, I knew this would happen.
Will it make it?
There's an article up on drugreport.com It's also on InfoWars.com. We haven't gotten into the big diversion, but it is pretty sad. The Obamacare woman collapsing and Obama saving her, and now she'll get her health care. I mean, just completely zombie-like, his supporters. In fact, can we play that video here in a moment after we take calls? Because it just encapsulates the zombiosis of these people. But now Democrats are warming to the delay, as I knew they would. They're warming to it. They're warming, like when the pimp breaks, you know, one of his prostitute's nose. She begs and warms to it. Then he just takes a coat hanger and beats her in the face with it, beats her on the head with it. And then roundhouse kicks her, and then she just crawls around on the ground bleeding, begging, "Baby, I'm sorry, baby." Oh, and he just stomps on her again, and she begs, "Oh, please." I mean, that's the Democrats. I'm sorry. This is so pathetic. You look at the Democrats on that stage, they're all shuffling around, look like zombies, and then they're just like collapsing and stuff. That woman looks like, look at her. She's like a zombie. I shouldn't laugh. It's so sick. What has this country turned to? Go ahead and play the clip, and then I'll go to the calls. Oh, my goodness. This is just getting too ridiculous.
To free families from the pervasive fear that one illness.
There you go. You're okay. I'm right here.
Look at her. She's like, duh.
This happens when I talk too long.
Oh, my gosh. Just look at the lemming-like look of all those other people. Come with us, dear, to the euthanasia center. It's all right. She got a little too much bromine and fluoride. You know, Obama didn't get any of that. He loves you so much. Oh, man, he wants to help you, let me tell you. I'm always talking to folks. You know, they did tens of thousands of major secret testing, and in some cases thousands of people got sick or died per program. And folks go, yeah, but they don't do that now. And I'm like, oh, no, the government's just 10 times more evil now. There's nothing going on. Is that why the public cancer rates are up 3,000% and the average person can't talk now? And they're all up on the stage going, ooh. I mean, not even knowing what planet they're on. And I laugh because it's gallows humor, folks. I am completely freaked out. And I never got to this yesterday. They go, hey, did you see the woman collapse? And I was like, no, cue it up. And I never watched it until after the show. But I said on the show, I said, I bet she looks like some zombie. And then they had the zombie on Piers Morgan last night. Because I was in a restaurant after we went out shooting with McAfee, and I saw it on the screen. And like, here's this guy with like 350,000 viewers now. It was 2 million when he took it over. Larry King had like 10 million a decade ago. But everyone, it's still like, oh, that's the big media, Piers Morgan. A butt-naked emperor in the emperor's new clothes, a total hoax, but then he gets every big guest. Michael Hastings' wife goes on there. Everybody does. But it doesn't matter what they do. Then the zombie goes on, so I had him turn the TV up. And she was just thanking Obama, saying, just like he reached out and saved me, just like he saved me, Obamacare saved me, because I have diabetes. Yeah, no one told this woman vaccines burn out your pancreas. No one told her that corn syrup does it. No one told him fluoride does it. No one. No one's going to tell her. They're all just going to hold her, and here you go, honey cakes. And then you look at how helpless the other Democrats are. I mean, they're just a bunch of well-meaning moron. They're like children. They're like five-year-olds. Like I said, getting in the car with the man that goes, candy. And the five-year-old says, mommy says no. And they go, puppy, puppy, puppy. Your phone calls are coming up back in 1 minute. Obama has a puppy.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of love iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.